Phone Boy Speaks, episode 428, Girl Defies Big Brother.
I had no idea this was going on, but apparently the UK government is taking biometric data from children at schools. Apparently they're doing this to speed up the lunch line, as it were, and kids are voluntarily giving up their fingerprints. Well, except for this one 13-year-old girl who is refusing to comply because she thinks it's wrong, as of course it should. Why should using your giving up your fingerprints be required to get your lunch? We can talk about all the ways that fingerprints can be faked out. I mean, that's a whole different discussion. But I just don't see, why this is being done, other than, normalizing this, right? I mean, this is something I talk about on No Agenda all the time, is that a lot of the stuff that's happening is to get people comfortable with, ever increasing amounts of government surveillance and government intrusion upon our lives, right? It's terrorism, it's whatever, right? I mean, this kind of stuff is becoming more and more normal, and you read this article, it's in the show notes, and you'll see that this girl, right, they interviewed her, and she was talking, she's asked about her peers, right? What do they think about it? Well, some of them didn't agree with what she's doing, but won't necessarily take a stand themselves because it doesn't look good or whatever. And the girl's mother is totally supporting what this girl is doing. It's amazing. And I look at it this way, right? Is that I know that there's things that I can't go to the government and say, please stop doing this. They're gonna ignore me or tell me why it's right what they're doing. My normal brush with the things I don't like the government doing is the TSA when I travel in the United States, and whenever I'm presented with going through the irradiating nudoscope or the DNA scrambler, I opt out. I will not go through that machine, and I don't care what anybody, how safe they say. And they read me this speech now every time I opt out, and I'm just like, I look at them like, how many times I've heard this speech? I've heard it numerous times, and you're not changing my mind. I'm going to opt out, and you guys are going to have to, deal with it. I know that I can't change the government's mind, but I can, but by going through the motions of the opt-out, in other words, forcing some guy to feel me up, right, which I don't necessarily want him feeling me up, and I'm sure he doesn't want to feel me up, but by making that, by being uncomfortable, making people uncomfortable with something, it at least forces them to think, right? And I can't affect a large government organization, but I can affect individuals by my interactions with them. And I'm not rude or anything when I choose to opt out. I'm very cooperative and do my thing. But at least I do it, right? And I can tell you the number of times, very few times have I seen people opt out. Or, of course, I've also seen people go through the DNA scrambler and come out the other side and still have to be felt up. So it doesn't seem like you can win either way. I might as well not go through the DNA scrambler and opt out and be done with it. Although I'm sure the TSA puts me in a penalty weight box while they go find the one guy who's actually willing to feel people up. And it's just, every time it's a different person, and I wouldn't want that job, to be quite honest, but I know what they pay these folks, and it's not very much. So the amount of people that they have, they also just don't train them. I mean, I go through Israeli security when I go to Israel, and all of those guys are well trained, they're very polite, and I know people have had issues with Israeli security, but they're always polite about it, they've got real security threats here. A bottle of water is a security threat. I mean, anyway, so, but again, all I can do as an individual is affect other individuals that I deal with. Organizations are these nebulous things that people hide behind to push their agendas or whatever. And I'm, you know, I can't affect that, especially governments. I can't affect governments, but I can affect individuals, and hopefully that we affect enough individuals, you can change the government. I know that for sure. So anyway, you can read this article in the show notes and just be amazed at the bravery that this little girl who's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask when she goes through the lunch line. You know, there's something to like about that, at least from my point of view.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.